Ruth Chapter 1, Christ-Centered Typology and Application, a Bible study by Brian Neal. This study explores the typology and prophetic symbolism in Ruth Chapter 1, revealing how this ancient story points forward to Christ, the Church, and the Gospel message. Ruth Chapter 1, Verse 1, Bethlehem, the house of bread. Now it happened, during the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land. A man from Bethlehem, Judah, went to live in Moab with his wife and two sons. Bethlehem means house of bread. This reminds us of when Messiah, as a baby with his parents and siblings, left Nazareth and traveled to Egypt during a time of danger. A man from Bethlehem, God was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, and he is the bread of life. The connection is clear. Both stories involve leaving Bethlehem during famine or danger and eventually returning. Micah chapter 5, verses 2 and 3 prophesy, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up, until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel." Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 records the fulfillment. "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king," so we see that Bethlehem is the house of bread, the birthplace of Christ, the bread of life, as recorded in John chapter 6, verse 35. Ruth chapter 1, verse 2, the names reveal the typology. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah. They went to the land of Moab and stayed there. The Hebrew names are loaded with meaning and reveal the typology of this passage. Elimelech means "my God is king, a righteous man," pointing to God the Messiah, the king. Naomi means "pleasant one." She represents the nature of the Messiah and his church, the bride. Mahlon means sickness. Chilion means consumption or pining away. The names of the two sons together illustrate weakness, fading and dying. They symbolize the old covenant and the law, which could not bring life, only death. Romans chapter 7, verse 10 states, "The commandment which was to bring life, I found to bring death." The two sons die because the law cannot save. Only the Messiah can. Christ is the bridegroom, represented by Elimelech. Naomi is the bride, the church, the called out ones. Ruth chapter 1, verse 3, the death of the bridegroom. "Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left, and her two sons." The Messiah died, and the church, represented by Naomi, the called out ones, was left in an unbelieving world with two sons, one sick and one dying. These sons symbolize the remnants of the old covenant, the law, and works that cannot save. Yet Naomi is not alone. As we shall see, Naomi represents the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will lead the remnant back to Bethlehem, back to Christ, the house of bread. Ruth chapter 1, verses 4 through 7, two daughters, Israel and the Gentiles. "Now they took wives from the women of Moab. The one was named Orpah, and the other Ruth. They lived there for about 10 years. Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. So the woman outlived her two sons and her husband. She then arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in Moab that the Lord had visited his people by providing them bread." Here we see two daughters-in-law, representing two groups. Orpah, Moabite name meaning submission. She symbolizes Israel under the law, who submits but eventually turns back. This reflects Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Orpah represents Israel, who heard the gospel but reverted to the old ways. Ruth, Hebrew name meaning friend or companion. She symbolizes the Gentiles, the true seed of Israel, the church. She clings to Naomi, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and refuses to turn back. She is the friend of God. John chapter 15, verse 15, "I have called you friends." Naomi heard that Yahweh had visited his people by giving them bread. This is the word of life, the resurrection. The famine is over, bread is available again. This drives them back to Judah, the land of praise, the resurrected life of worship. Ruth chapter 1, verses 8 through 12, kindness and the search for rest. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house, the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt kindly with the dead and with me, the Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept. Both Ruth and Orpah dealt kindly with the dead. They showed the fruit of the Spirit even toward those under the dead law. Naomi blesses them. May you find rest, each in the house of her husband. This rest is found in Christ. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The husband's house is God's house. Naomi's kiss represents the Holy Spirit as comforter, blessing and releasing them to choose their path. Ruth chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. The choice, turn back or cling. And they raised their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her, and she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. Go back after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following you, for wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more if anything but death separates you and me. Here we see the great divide. Orpah weeps but turns back. This represents Israel mourning but ultimately rejecting the Messiah. They heard a call but returned to the old ways, to their people and their gods. Ruth weeps but clings. This represents the church, the Gentile believers, mourning the suffering and death of the Messiah but refusing to abandon him. Ruth's declaration in verses 16 and 17 stands out as one of the most beautiful passages in Scripture. It closely resembles Peter's confession in John chapter 6, verse 68. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Ruth expresses, where you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. This symbolizes the Gentile church's full allegiance to the God of Israel and to the Messiah. The weeping represents the sorrow of witnessing death and suffering, but Ruth's clinging represents faith that does not let go, even in the face of loss. Ruth chapter 1, verse 22. Return to Bethlehem at barley harvest. So Naomi returned, accompanied by Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who had come back from the land of Moab. They arrived in Bethlehem at the start of barley harvest. This verse is loaded with resurrection typology. Bethlehem equals house of bread equals Christ. They returned in April, the time of Christ's resurrection, which occurred on April 3rd. In the year 33 AD, barley was harvested in April, the first crop of the year, the first fruits. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 10 and 11 commanded that the sheaf of first fruits be waved before the Lord on the day after the Sabbath during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This was the barley harvest, the first fruits offering. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 and 23. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits. Afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Ruth and Naomi arriving in Bethlehem at the start of barley harvest symbolizes the church's arrival at the resurrection, the first fruits, and the restored house of bread. The famine is over. The bread of life has returned. Resurrection life is now available. Summary and conclusion. Ruth chapter 1 paints a beautiful picture of the gospel through Christ-centered typology. Elimelech, whose name means God is King, represents Christ the bridegroom. Naomi, whose name means pleasant one, represents the church, the bride. She also represents the Holy Spirit as comforter, who guides the remnant back to the house of bread. Malan and Chilion, whose names mean sickness and death, represent the old covenant and law that cannot save. They die because the law brings death, not life, as stated in Romans chapter 7, verse 10. Orpah, whose name means submission, represents Israel under the law. She hears the call but turns back to the old ways, fulfilling the prophecy of Romans chapter 11, verse 25 about Israel's partial blindness until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Ruth, whose name means friend or companion, represents the Gentile church. She clings to the word of God and refuses to turn back. echoing Peter's confession in John chapter 6, verse 68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life," and John chapter 15, verse 15, "I have called you friends." Bethlehem, the house of bread, represents Christ, the bread of life. The barley harvest in April symbolizes the resurrection and the first fruits, as confirmed in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. The story reveals the death of the bridegroom, the mourning of the bride, and the choice between returning to the old ways or holding on to the word of life. It culminates in the return to Bethlehem at the time of resurrection and first fruits. The famine is over, the bread of life has come. Those who cling to him, like Ruth, will find rest in the house of their husband. This is the gospel message woven throughout Ruth chapter 1. Bible study notes prepared by Brian Neal, March 2026, end of Ruth chapter 1 Bible study.